Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.
On 104.7 Triple
M. Hughes just bowling the perfect line, the perfect length.
Yes, got him. Beautiful bowling. Mervyn Hughes, the line was perfect.
Please welcome to Roo and Dits for Breakfast.
The magic Merv, would you believe it?
The 56th inductee into the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame.
And Merv Hughes has joined in the celebrations.
Merv Hughes.
And number one in the Larrikin Hall of Fame. Here he is, Merv. Congratulations.
thanks, guys. Good morning. How are we?
You got a bit emotional on the oval, Merv, the other day, and yeah, quite rightly so.
Yeah, I did it. I found out about it in November, so I've had plenty of time to think about it. I thought I had everything covered. And when you start going over career and you start thinking about mum and dad and family and just what the whole thing meant. Got a little bit wavery.
Yeah, we get soft in our old age. We've been talking about when you cry lately. Ditz cried at Bee Gees movie the other day, and I cried at Red Dog.
Now, Merv, I want to mention some names here. Fred Spofforth, Victor Trumper, Don Bradman, Keith Miller, Ray Linwell, and the names go on and on. You now sit comfortably right alongside these fellas in the Hall of Fame, but you don't strike me as... being from their ilk, cut from the same cloth. So my question is, when you were a lad, did you dream of wearing that baggy green like perhaps all of these other gents did? Was it your lifelong goal?
Well, Vince, I've got to say, I don't sit comfortably in there. I'm a little bit overawed by it, to be honest. But, I suppose as a kid, you always dream. Like, in the backyard, you play a test match. And when I was growing up, the big three, Ian Chappell, Rod Marsh, Dennis Lilly.
Yeah.
If I bat in the backyard, you're Ian Chappell, had the collar up. If you bowled, you're Dennis Lilly, and things like that. And then as you go through, so when you get down, when I moved from Werribee to Footscray, so sub-district cricket to district, you get into the seconds there, then you get into the first, and all you're worried about is holding your spot. And then you get selected to play for Victoria, and early days for Victoria had a few injuries, so all you worry about is getting in the team and holding your spot. And if you're doing that and going okay, then I suppose you get recognised at the next level. And when I got into the Australian team, so that blew me away too. And I suppose 1985, when I got in, plenty of doors opened because we lost a lot of players to that Rebel tour to South Africa. So there was... spots available, and there's a lot of guys sort of shifted through in a short period of time, and to get the opportunity there, it was fantastic. And you boys know more than anyone that being successful at sport is just a matter of opportunity.
Look, you're a great bowler, but people will always talk about everything else that you did, Merv. And the Bay 13, getting what you were doing when you were resting down at Fine Leg was legendary. Did you put much thought into it? Was that all sort of off-the-cuff sort of humour that you were coming up with, doing your stretching and getting them all involved down on the boundary line?
Well, really, I'm a little bit older than you. So when I played at the MCG, there was no big screens. So I actually had no idea what was going on. I'm down a fine leg. Alan Border turns around. You're bowling next over. So you start warming up and... bit of a roar behind. Every time you turn around, there's nothing happening. So I bowled the first over. And the boys said, "Mate, you know what's going on down there?" I said, "I've got no idea." I said,
"Well, God.
Every time you do an exercise, there's 20,000 people behind you doing the same." And I sort of just have a bit of fun, so I sort of played up to it a bit then. But I didn't really grab hold of the enormity of it all until you watch a replay. And you boys know better than anyone, you only watch a replay if you win the game until you do all right. So I did all right in the game and we won. So you watch the replay and just to see what the crowd was doing, you just thought...
They loved
when
you.
When they said 10, cricketers tend to exaggerate. I thought it might have been maybe 10, 20 people. But when you have two or three bays behind you doing it, you just see fantastic. How good's that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What about you insuring your moustache? How did that happen?
It didn't happen.
Come on. Is it a myth, is it? You insured it for a couple of hundred thousand pounds.
Now, who's the shonkiest media man in Australia over the duration?
Ooh.
You tell me.
There's a list.
I don't want to mention any names, but Max Markson. I did some work with him, and he put that out there without telling me. So, again, the press was ringing me. What are you talking about? No, that's not right. And then he rang me up and said, play along with it. I said, well, mate, If you want me to play along, just tell me before you put it out there, please.
Yeah. Merv, good on you, mate. It's well-deserved. And you made cricket fun for all of us. You not only helped Australia win games, but you entertained us as well. And that's the most important thing. And you're still doing it to this day, mate. Well done and well-deserved.
Cheers, boys. Thanks
good
very
on you,
much.
Merv. There is. There's well only done. One Merv Hughes, Roo. Fantastic. In a moment, Roo's got a juicy rumour for us. Roo, and it's on Triple M.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery $4 million grand prize. HomeLottery.com.au